AM 1450 KBMW. 11:15 now on this Tuesday, and yeah, you know what that means. That means it's time to talk North Dakota Outdoors with Jim Jobe, Outreach Biologist for the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jim, good Tuesday morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, is it, well, obviously it is warm where you are because it's warm everywhere in the state right now.
Yeah, it's pretty, definitely unseasonably warm and lack of snow.
Yes. Yes. For some people, that's good. Probably for others, though, for people that, you know, do some stuff tracking with snow, it's probably not the greatest thing, right?
Yeah, it's definitely changing up the hunting, especially, you know, like the late season bird hunting, late season bow hunting. It's, you know, it's not the animals just aren't in their late season pattern. You know, typically like bow hunting, you're waiting for those deer now to move from bedding to a food source and then back. And a lot of deer, typically when you get a lot of snow, they'll sit out in the open and sun themselves just to keep warm. But, you know, they have their winter coats on and their winter fat supply, and they are, I'm guessing, pretty toasty. We're not seeing a ton of deer movement until after dark.
Yeah, and I even noticed yesterday I saw a bunch of, you know, ducks, Canadian geese flying around, so they haven't left yet either.
Yep. We still have that season open in the state through different parts of December, depending on which part of the state you're in. So we do still have quite a bit of waterfall opportunities for Canada geese in the state.
Yeah, you betcha. Well, speaking of hunting seasons, I noticed yesterday that the 2021 tentative hunting openers have been announced. And again, they are tentative. They won't be finalized until a little bit later. But for people that want to kind of get an idea, right, about when these are going to start, they are now out there.
Yeah, we have the tentative dates published on our website, just in case you need to get your time off for work in before the beginning of the year. So we did have those dates published. They are tentative, but we rarely see a date move from our tentative dates. We have to officially say they do not become official until the governor's proclamation is signed, usually with a few months before season's open.
Sure. Now, would there be any reason why he wouldn't sign the dates, or is it just kind of weather or conditions or something like that?
You know, we have had legislation change dates before, just a few years ago with pheasant season. We always started it on a certain day, and through legislation, that date was changed. But most of these dates are set up by a biologist, sent to our director, and then the director, who is appointed by the governor, gives them to the governor to sign. And there's a reason he's the director; is the governor trusts them. So
right.
So typically, it's the dates that we set are pretty much set in stone.
You bet. And I guess where can people go find those tentative dates?
You can go right on our website, gf.nd.gov, and right on the home page, you'll see 2021 tentative season dates. Click on that link, and it'll provide a whole list of them.
All right. That sounds great. And, of course, we've been talking about this for the past couple weeks, too. Still got to talk about ice safety, especially now when we're seeing highs in the mid-40s and lows right around 30 degrees. Still got to be careful, don't we?
Yes, for sure. We're seeing those daytime temps go well above freezing for the most part, and it looks to be that way for a while. Nighttime lows are getting down into the 20s, so that is solidifying that ice. But, you know, some of that ice might be safe in the morning, but by afternoon it's already, you know, it could be quite a bit thinner than it was in the morning. So definitely take a bar out to hit the ice while you're walking out, and just know where you're going. If you're going to a new area, try to contact a local or maybe like the local bait shop and just see how the ice conditions are. Some reports are up to 6-7 inches in the state, but some reports are still open water. So definitely know where you're going and get some insight before you go, and then definitely let somebody know where you're going just in case something was to happen.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing is, I know people want to get out, they want to do it, but, you know, the cold weather's coming. At some point, we know it's coming and the ice is going to get thick. No reason to really press it right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, definitely be safe. There's never safe ice, especially this early ice. It can there's definitely a lot more variables to this early ice than there is come February typically. But, yeah, there's other things to enjoy in the outdoors. But if you do want to go fishing, just make sure you're safe. Wear ice picks around your neck just in case you were to fall in. You can, you know, help yourself get out instead of just trying to get out on that slick ice. And, yeah, just definitely just know where you're going and make sure you're safe.
You bet. All right, great information as always. Jim, anything else you want to add before we let you get out of here today?
No, I think that's it. Anyone going out, just enjoy the outdoors. There's great weather that we're having. You know, lack of snow is definitely helping the animals, and hopefully it continues, you know, and it helps the animal populations around the state into next hunting season.
I agree. I agree as well. You know, I'm one of those that, okay, maybe have a little snow during around Christmas, but the less snow, the better. I've had enough snow in my life. I am ready for maybe a nice winter to help out all of the outdoors population. All right, Jim, thank you so much for your time today. And why don't we do this again next week? How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.